Welcome to The Seed, cultivating growth and empowering women in business, brought to you by Dandelion Inc. I'm your host, Lisa Resnick, and this podcast is all about connecting, developing, and supporting women in business. Join me as we explore tips and insights on leadership, business development, and social media strategies that can help you thrive. We'll also hear from amazing guests who share their stories and experiences, offering inspiration and practical advice for your entrepreneurial journey. So tune in, download, like, and subscribe. And remember, if you love what you hear, share it with others. Together, let's cultivate growth and empower women in business. Did you ever notice how a color changes in its strength and vibrancy? All of it based on the lighting, the environment that it's in, the angles that you're looking at it, all of that stuff, all of it impacts how you see a color that's right in front of you. That is what this is all about today. So I know I have out there on my website, dandelion-inc.com, a freebie for everyone to grab, and it's called the Time Juggling Sheet. So the reason why the analogy at the beginning is because I want you to understand you are this phenomenal color. You are this phenomenal color. But what is the environment? What are the angles that people are you putting out there for people to see? Are you putting yourself in the right lighting? Are you putting yourself at the right angle that you want others to see you? And a lot of that, when we are a little bit duller than what we would want to be, is because we are not managing our time effectively. So this is what the time juggling sheet is all about. It's about getting to the root of the problem, breaking everything down. Are you spending 10 hours on social media? Are you spending 3 hours with your family? Are you spending 10 hours trying to create content? And there's only a certain amount of hours per day. There's only a certain amount of hours per week. So making sure that you are really paying attention to how your time is being spent, is it being efficient, is it being effective, really has an impact on how you show up. It really, truly does. So getting to the root is the first step, is finding out how much time, and being real with yourself, be real. How much time are you spending doing things that you find yourself at the end of the week feeling unaccomplished because you weren't able to tackle all that you wanted to tackle? You weren't able to learn that new program. You weren't able to incorporate the steps needed because so much of your time is being enveloped by something else. So please, it's free. DandelionInc.com. That's dandelion-inc.com. And download the freebie, the time juggling sheet. It is so eye-opening. I do it often when I feel like I am a little bit duller than what I would like to be. I sit down and figure out what is going on that I'm not achieving or feeling the way that I want to be feeling in this very moment. And it's usually because I am being spread way too thin. And once I find out where I'm being spread too thin, then I'm able to prioritize and categorize where I can spend time. I think that I read the book She Builds by Jalen, and it is a phenomenal read, which gave me that space to be like, I don't need to be Gary Vee working 24 hours and constantly on the go, or whoever the owner of the Mavericks used to be, Mark something. Oh, nope. I can't remember, whatever. But I'm not those people. I'm just not. So for me to keep pushing and pushing and pushing, I am dulling my vibrancy. I am dulling who I am because I am spreading myself too thin. And really utilizing that tool, the time juggling sheet, also gets you to be able to also set up your weeks a little bit more appropriately, because we find ourselves constantly in that space of learning, which I'm 100% all about. I'm a growth mindset person all the way. But with that being said, you may want to do all the things, but that doesn't mean that time is going to allow you to do all the things. And that's normal. That is okay. So if you need to write down the list in another notebook and close it up for a later time, look at your entire calendar over the next 90 days and pinpoint one thing that you are going to master. One thing you are going to master. And take into account how long that thing is going to take you to master. Certain things for us are easier to achieve than others. To me, to like recreate templates for Instagram, for Facebook, and shifting social media content, that to me is nothing. I am able to push that out all the time. And matter of fact, I probably have the problem of too much creative content that I mean, honestly, my social media is already like booked out all the way through April, which I do. I am intentionally going to be scaling back my time in which I spend on a weekly basis and say, it's good. It's okay if I am not 30 days out on my content. Sometimes it is good to scale back. Now, again, when it comes to your events and launching, you want to make sure that you have those things already incorporated. But I'm talking about your every single day, how many times you post a day, all of that. I have filled it all so much that I've taken away space. And that's something that I'm scaling back on. Two, again, allow for more time for me to develop systems in place to streamline and do exactly what I do on my social media side for how many other different platforms that Dandelion Inc. has. So I can create those systems and make it so much easier to allow for the time later to then develop something new. So I just wanted to make sure that you all out there know that it is so essential to know what you're doing with your business, realizing that it doesn't all need to be done instantaneously, honing in and becoming a master at one thing or two things before you bring on the third, knowing that there is so much out there and there will always be so much out there to be able to grow and scale, that allow time to be on your side versus working against you. And working on that time juggling sheet again will give you a little bit more of an aha for you to be able to step back and say, something's not right here. I'm not giving myself any space to rejuvenate myself to be able to get back in, and I am going to burn out. So again, please go to the site. It's a freebie. Download it as much as you want. Print it out as much as you want. Go to it as much as you need. And it will help you be able to hone in and focus where your direction needs to be and be really real with your time. And we always talk about that balance. Like Brené Brown, I love it when she talks about that personal with her partner of how there's no such thing as 50-50. At the end of the day, sometimes we are 80, the other person's at a 20, and we just fill the gap to help each other out. So at the end of the day, we make up and comprise that 100%. Of course, there's definitely times with my husband and I that we're both running on 20, but we at least know and tell each other that we're both running on that 20, which definitely gives the grace needed to one another. But when it comes to ourselves being able to know where we are for our business and where we are for our own balance of personal and professional is getting down to the nitty-gritty and finding out where all of our time is being spent. And is that the best place for our time to be spent, or is that taking us away from where we really need to be honing in and mastering? So dandelion-inc.com, download that freebie, and talk to you soon.
Thank you everyone for listening in to The Seed. If you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter, go to dandelion-inc.com and click Let's Connect. And please be sure to subscribe to The Seeds podcast to hear more inspiring stories from other badass women that are all around us. Remember, behind every woman is a tribe of other successful women who have their back. To you all, thank you.